Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, the campaign doctor. He is the creator of Muth's Truths. I love this guy, and he joins us each and every Wednesday. First of all, Chuck, what do you make of what happened over the weekend, the tragedies in both El Paso and Dayton? Is it the president's fault?
Of course not. That's absurd on its face. And you know, even if you wanted to try to make that stretch, the fact of the matter is that the shooter in Dayton was an Elizabeth Warren fan. So if you want to try to blame Trump for what happened in El Paso, then if you really wanted to be intellectually honest, you'd have to blame Elizabeth Warren for what happened in Dayton. And I'm not saying it's her fault. I wouldn't do that. But you know, if you want to blame the president, you got to be intellectually honest and blame Elizabeth Warren. And that's just stupid. But that doesn't mean people aren't doing it.
Why do we allow, for instance, 25 presidential wannabes are crisscrossing the country, going to New Hampshire and Iowa and different places, and they're politicizing this thing before the bodies have even assumed room temperature? Can you explain why we as consumers let these politicians get away with that?
Well, the problem is, it's not we as consumers who allow these politicians to get away with it. It's the doggone media that allows them to get away with it. Now, that's the mainstream media, you know, the fake news media, whatever. They are happy to go ahead and give voice to the Democrats and the liberals and the gun grabbers who would like to take advantage of these tragedies to advance their political agenda. But then you've also got the fact of the matter that social media today is completely unregulated, uncontrolled, and anybody can post anything on social media. And if you have enough followers who are willing to like a tweet or retweet something along that line, then it can go viral and everybody starts sharing it. So, you know, that's the problem. It's not we as consumers that we're necessarily allowing it. It's that we as consumers, as voters, can't really do anything to stop it.
I know Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio was at a vigil on Sunday where people started screaming at him, do something, do something, do something. Is anything going to get done other than just around the edges? Do you see any massive groundswell pointing towards gun control?
Well, Well, okay, there you go. So you can't say gun control. That's the problem. That's exactly what you're talking about. If you really want to do something, it has to be some form of gun control. But, of course, the left never uses that word, Kevin. It's always gun safety, and it's always it's common sense gun safety. You know, they're just liars about talking about the issue. They're not willing to stand up and say exactly what it is that they want. And that's the problem. Your listeners, every time they see or hear someone who is talking about we have to, quote, do something, look in that statement coming from that person and see if there's anything specific in that statement of what they want to do. At best, Kevin, you will maybe see some of them say, well, we need to pass universal background checks. You know, there's a bill pending in the House where the House has passed universal background checks. That's what we need to pass. Well, here's the part that they don't tell you, though. All three of these, from what I've seen so far, unless it comes out and the story changes, but all three of these most recent mass murders were committed by someone who purchased their guns legally. They passed a background check. So clearly, passing a universal background check bill in Congress is going to give the Democrats and the left something to crow about, saying that they've, quote, done something. But what it won't do is actually fix the problem.
Well, I was going to say, it's like after 1 October and they ended up passing a ban on bump stocks, which is fine. But yet, we still had at least one of the shooters over the weekend who had had 100 rounds available to him, could have had 250 rounds in these barrels, and yet people keep dying. Okay, we did bump stocks. Now what?
Yeah, the only solution that, you know, what they really want is they want to ban the purchase of all guns. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. Let's be clear about that. That's their ultimate objective. Rarely will they ever come out and say that. And even if they did come out and say that, even if you did repeal the Second Amendment, guess what? What we're talking about usually are one of two types of people. They're either crazy, which means they're not going to pay any attention to a ban on guns, or they're criminals, which means they're not going to pay any attention to a ban on guns. And in both cases, they will find a way to get a weapon illegally, unlawfully, black market, somehow, they will have a weapon, but the rest of us, we will be disarmed. So when they walk into a school or a shopping center or a church, they're going to have a gun and we're not. And we're not going to be able to fight back and shoot back in order to protect ourselves. And that's where the whole argument from the left falls to pieces. The bad guys will have guns. If the good guys don't, we're just sitting ducks.
The president today earlier said that he would at least look at, might support, gun background checks, but he did not say anything, at least in what I heard, about assault weapons bans. My question is, what is your definition, what is their definition of an assault weapon?
You know,
is that an AR-15, one of the most popular, weapon out there?
Yeah, Kevin, I got to be honest. I don't know. I do know that, like, Dana Lash, who is very, very articulate and informed on this issue, explains the difference and, you know, how there is no such thing as assault weapon. I mean, when you get into the weeds and look at the thing in detail, the people who understand this can overcome the objections that the left is having about banning, quote, assault weapons. But when you start to explain yourself like that, you're usually losing the argument. And I don't know that that's really helpful to us at this point. The point of the matter is, it doesn't matter what kind of weapon they have. I think in England there was a move to get rid of knives, to ban knives. People have been killing each other since Cain murdered Abel in the Bible. That's not going to change. You can get rid of one type of weapon, and there's going to be another. So this whole idea that just getting rid of assault weapons is going to fix this problem is it's just crazy talk in and of itself.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're also going to talk about his campaign school, his boot camp. He is the campaign doctor, and he's added a session in Carson City. So to my friends in Northern Nevada, you got to check this out. If you're thinking about running for office, if you want to be a better supporter of candidates that you support, maybe you want to make a career in politics and in running for elective office. This is where you go. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Check it out right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. To keep you posted, USA Today reporting at this hour that a report of a man with a weapon at USA Today headquarters was mistaken and the building was evacuated. But after they evacuated the building, they have now discovered that that indeed it is a mistake. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, the author of Muth's Truths. And he is better known as the campaign doctor. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in just a couple minutes. I want to ask you, the president in Dayton at this hour, we don't know what to expect, although we know there will be protesters in El Paso. Was this a smart political move for the president to make his way down to both Dayton and El Paso on the same day?
Was it a smart move?
Smart political move.
Yeah, I think he has to. You can't allow the left to control the dialogue here. If he hadn't gone, again, he's in a no-win situation. If he hadn't gone, then the left would have all criticized him for not having sympathy or empathy for the victims of these shootings. If he does go, the left is going to criticize him for supposedly being insensitive to the pain because they're blaming him for the shooting. So it was a no-win situation for him one way or the other. The right thing to do as president of the United States, obviously, was to go to those communities, was to meet with the families and friends of the victims, is to meet with the first responders and law enforcement. Of course, it's the right thing to do. So since he was going to lose no matter what he did, he opted to do the right thing. So I'm very happy that he's done this.
And the president in the past has done this thing. In fact, I think he did it here after 1 October. He really shows empathy for the victims and for their families, and he meets with them and he consoles them. He has done this before. He has practiced this before. I'm guessing he's going to be fine. I'm worried about the protesters and the folks in Texas.
Worried about what they might do?
Yep.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Look, some of these people in and of themselves are completely unhinged. They suffer Trump derangement syndrome. You know, we've seen the Antifa goofballs up in, in Washington and Oregon at different rallies where they have no hesitation whatsoever in beating people, using weapons against people, innocent people, for nothing other than the fact that they're wearing a Make America Great Again hat. So, you know, the real violence is coming from the left when it comes to political disruptions and protests. It's not coming from the conservatives. And again, with these shootings, with these mass murders, you cannot blame that on one side or the other, because crazy people are crazy people. And one might support, again, Donald Trump, and the other might support, as we saw in Dayton, Elizabeth Warren. So it's not that they have a political agenda. They're just nuts.
After Parkland, after 1 October, after Sandy Hook, we were told that things were going to change. We were told that hearts were going to change and that there was going to be a groundswell of new legislation. Yes, we eliminated bump stocks, but beyond that, not much has changed around the country, except in local jurisdictions. My question is the needle going to move at all?
If moving the needle, by that you mean further restrictions on gun rights, I sure hope not. Again, the one thing that we haven't tried yet, Kevin, I think, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you remember this, I think it was somewhere in Georgia or Alabama, there was a community, a city, or a county that made possessing a weapon, carrying a weapon, mandatory, not optional, but you had to carry a weapon for self-protection. Now, I don't think we want to go that far where you have to force people to carry a weapon, but I do think that in a vast majority majority of these cases, certainly a large number of them, we're talking about assaults on disarmed people in what are called gun-free zones, especially the public schools. The one thing we haven't done to try to protect our kids is to allow teachers who are properly trained and properly armed to carry their concealed weapons with them on their person in school. Look, it's one that, what's the saying, when a incident like this happens, first responders are only minutes away, but we don't need a first responder. We need immediate responders. If somebody walks into a classroom with a gun, someone evil seeking to do harm to our children, we need to have the teacher in that classroom to have the ability to fire back immediately, not wait 2-3 minutes for a first responder, if they even get there that fast. It's got to be immediate response. And just the fact that some teachers, not every teacher has to have a gun, the fact that some teachers might have one would give these crazy people a second thought before they enter into a school like that.
One of the things you do that I absolutely love, because it's going to make us better, it's going to help elect more Republicans, more conservatives, and that is your campaign school. And you are taking your campaign school to Carson City. And Carson, what is it, Casino Fandango?
The Casino Fandango in Carson City, yep.
And that's Saturday, August 17th. Explain what you're going to be doing and who you're hoping will show up.
Yeah, I mean, it's for candidates, it's for party leaders, it's for grassroots activists, it's really for anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about how you should run a political campaign or how to win a political campaign if you're supporting a candidate. You don't have to be a candidate yourself, but there are things that I'm going to be talking about as far as grassroots organization, fundraising, communications that will help just about anybody involved in politics, and that will be on August the 17th, again at the Casino Fandango in Carson City, from 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll kick off, open the doors at 8:30, probably wrap up sometime around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's free.
And you just started registering people. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, if they go to campaignmanagementcollege.com and just click on the blog link there, it'll pop up the all the details with how to register and a link on how to go ahead and RSVP.
And explain why this school is so important. In particular, what's at stake in November of 2020? And there may be people right now that are thinking, you know, I'm fed up. I've had it up to here. I'm going to step up. I'm going to run. Or I've got somebody that I want to run that I'm going to convince them to run. Explain why what you're doing is so vitally important.
Well, here's why. In the last election, last November, we lost all but one of the statewide constitutional offices. We now have 2 Democrat U.S. senators. We've lost 3 out of 4 congressional races. We lost control of the state Senate. We lost control of the state assembly. Clearly, what we've been doing in the past 4 years, Kevin, is wrong. And I've said this time and time again. We lose elections not so much because we have bad candidates, but because of bad campaigns. And there is more incompetence in the field of political consulting than in any field other than psychiatry. And so that's why I've started doing campaign training again. I've been doing this for a long time. I know the right way to communicate, and I know that the people who are running a lot of these races that we've lost don't know how to get our message out. And so that's why I'm trying to bring along now a new generation of activists who actually know how to do this right, who will learn how to do it right, and get rid of these charlatans who think they know what they're doing but keep losing elections for us.
Hey, Chuck, you're going to be off a couple of weeks. Have a good time off. We'll talk to you towards the first of the month. Thanks so much, man. Always good. Be careful out there.
You got it. Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, call Sam right now. He is waiting for your call. He is sitting by the phone. Call him right now, 702-870-4000, regardless of where you live. Northern Nevada, the rural, doesn't matter. Give him a call right now. He would love to help you. 702-870-4000. And I absolutely love that. Joining us now, and we're so happy to have her because it's always fun to get her views on what's going on. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack, and she joins us, I'm assuming, from Northern Nevada. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fine. You up in Northern Nevada today?
I will be tomorrow. I had to come back for a couple days, and then next week there's a Western Caucus conference that's going on specifically about land and mining and stuff like that. So I'll be going for a couple policy presentations.
Excellent. What do you make of what happened over the last 3 or 4 days? The tragedy over the weekend in El Paso and less than 24 hours later in Dayton, Ohio. What do you make of all this?
Well, I had taken some time off when the shootings occurred, and I knew I did not want to turn on the news or the TV because I knew that there would be massive amounts of exploitation going on in the face of the carnage. We even had Democrat candidates fundraising off the carnage. We had mainstream media and Democrat candidates blaming President Trump before the facts came out. So much for let's wait and see exactly the facts and what happened before we open our flap trap in order to again accuse this president of a variety of things. But they wanted to focus, the mainstream media and the Democrats wanted to focus on El Paso. Why is that? Because the Dayton shooter is a leftist Antifa member who loved Elizabeth Warren. When you look at both shooters, they have lots in common, specifically progressive ideologies. If you look at the El Paso shooter, he wanted universal basic income. He wanted environmental protections. He was a progressive, and when Gateway Pundit published the fact that he had progressive ideology, Facebook basically banned their findings. And so the public, if they were watching or following Gateway Pundit, would have never known. But it's very interesting that, of course, we're talking about politics in the face of this carnage and not real solutions. And, of course, we have knee-jerk reactions that we must rush and do legislation. Well, rushed legislation is never a good idea. Emotions are high. We have to wait until the facts come out. We shouldn't jump to conclusions. But, again, the Democrats are using politics in order to score political points instead of perhaps just take some time and step back and stop pointing fingers, because when you point a finger, you have more fingers pointing back at you. If President Trump was responsible for the shootings, what about the shootings in Virginia that nearly killed Steve Scalise? What about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's statements that ICE facilities are concentration camps and the Antifa firebomber who tried to firebomb a ICE facility, I believe up in Washington, used concentration camps in his manifesto. So the Democrats can't have it both ways, yet they are exploiting a tragedy in order to politically fundraise and score political points.
So Megan, let's do what, and by the way, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joining us. Let's at least delve into what you were talking about instead of the politics and the talking points. How do we fix this? We've got some very troubled people out there that have access legally. I know the Dayton shooter got his gun legally. They're getting these guns and they're using these guns. How do we prevent this? How do we stop this?
Well, if the Dayton shooter had been properly flagged, and meaning that he showed a history of mental illness, he showed a history of violence, he was suspended from school, he had kill lists and he had rape lists. It's much like the Parkland shooter, whereby he exhibited disturbing behavior, violent behavior, and he was just tossed into a special sort of school, and we had psychologists that deemed him, you know, completely normal and fine. And in fact, when you, the stigmatization of mental illness is really kind of in line with political correctness. We need to have a better method by which we categorize and identify, and not label, but diagnose those who show mental illness and violent tendencies, or tendencies towards committing violence. Our mental health system is completely broken down. You know, we used to institutionalize people because they could not medicate themselves. They could not follow their prescriptions for their psychotropic drugs, however, or whatever drugs they were on. So we had institutions that provided the care and protected the welfare of the public against dangerous individuals. Now, those institutions were closed by Jimmy Carter. Thank you very much. So we need to look at mental health as not a stigma, but as a condition that will prevent these sorts of violent behaviors and attacks from unstable individuals against the public.
But you see people marching in the streets for gun control. I don't see a lot of people marching in the street for mental health. Is there a difference? All I'm saying is I see this big groundswell, thousands marching in the streets, demanding gun control, going to the Sunday night vigil and telling Governor DeWine, do something. I don't see them yelling to do something about mental health.
Well, because it's easier to use the heartstrings of politicians in the face of tragedies and offer Band-Aids instead of solutions. It's much easier to blame the gun than look at the root causes of the problem. There are root causes that have commonalities amongst many mass shooters. When you look at the shooters in totality, the common thread is usually that they're young white males who have been on some sort of psychotropic medication, many of them, or have displayed violent behavior or tendencies towards violence. They have exhibited emotional and mental breakdowns that should flag them, and then that would prevent them from getting any sort of weapon. You know, until we start having a conversation about the overprescription of psychotropic drugs to children, which have no studies to show how those psychotropics affect children as they age, or if they do not take the psychotropic meds anymore, there are no studies to show how these mind-altering drugs affect the youth, especially when you are drugging kids at ages of like 5 and 6, you know, how does that affect them when they reach their puberty years? So we need a lot more investigation. We need a lot more studies. We need to assess the death culture that exists in the United States as far as a culture of death, whereby, you know, there really is no appreciation or protection when it comes to the sanctity of life. We need to look at a variety of things that may impact the youth. But the number one thing as far as how do we solve this is we get to the root problem of the issue. And it seems, like I said, the commonalities amongst many of the shooters is that, oh, and also, by the way, HIPAA laws protect people that have been on psychotropics, specifically kids. Well, maybe those shouldn't be protected because we do need to know that if somebody is mentally imbalanced, and they are on a psychotropic drug. Now, not saying that anybody that's depressed, that's taking, you know, a Prozac or something, is mentally deranged. But there is such a thing as called clinical depression. There is such a thing called clinical psychosis, clinical anxiety. And when you look at the overprescription of these drugs for something called ADD or ADHD, we have a problem.
More from Megan Barth. Life ended tragically over the weekend for a bunch of people in El Paso, Texas, in Dayton, Ohio. But the race for president continued on unabated. We'll talk about that, the winners, the losers, and those that may not be around for September debates. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack joining us. She'll be headed back to northern Nevada. What is it, tomorrow, day after?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You'll be up there in that great weather. I just absolutely love this time of year. Let me ask you, at the end of the day, We're going to bury our dead. We're going to grieve. We're going to do all those things that we do, and we've done them so many times before, even here in Las Vegas after 1 October. Is anything going to change? Is the needle going to move at all legislatively?
Well, it seems to me, and I had posted on ReaganBabe.com the latest article that you have GOP Congress people that are looking at red flag laws. Okay, well, then who determines who's flagged? The Democrats? The Democrats are going to turn, when they get back in power, because they will. You know, the goal of the Democrats is complete gun confiscation. Let's not fool ourselves. They talk about assault weapons. What the hell is an assault weapon? Can someone please explain that to me?
Even they don't have consensus on what qualifies. Is it the handle grip? Is it what is it that makes it an assault weapon? They can't even agree.
Right. So basically, they are for gun confiscation. They're going to call us Nazis. They're going to call us. They're going to call the president Hitler. They're going to dox us like Joaquin Castro doxed Trump supporters in San Antonio, and they don't want us to defend ourselves? Yeah, they don't want us to defend ourselves from their tyrannical, targeting, political hit job. And so that is what, you know, Joaquin Castro doxing Trump supporters is a new low, and it should also
explain,
be illegal.
Megan, do me a favor, because people may not be aware. This is Joaquin Castro, member of Congress, and the brother of Julian Castro, twin brother, who is running for president. Explain what it is he did. I mean, that to me is reprehensible.
He published the names and the contact information of Trump donors in and around San Antonio. Some of them are retired persons. So imagine if you were this little old lady, right, and you're retired, and you're widowed, because I understand that that is one of the people he exposed. And she now has her name and her address and all of her information published for the public to see. You don't think that some Antifa member or some radical leftist that follows Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris might show up in front of her doorstep and start chanting, much like they did to Mitch McConnell? You know, this is targeted political harassment. This is actually asking for violence against Trump supporters. We have the Democrats who continually looked the other way when Antifa was assaulting Trump supporters on the streets of Chicago and on the streets of San Jose and on pretty much any street in the USA. And they were just saying, well, they're fighting fascists. You're the fascists. You are the ones that want to limit our speech. You are the ones that are publishing names so the public in the public sphere, so these people can be harassed. And then on top of that, they don't want us to defend ourselves. So until the Democrats tone down their violent rhetoric and tone down their political operations that target innocent people simply because they were exercising their free speech by giving to a political campaign, I'll keep my guns, and everyone else should keep their guns too, because the violence is coming from the left. The calls for violence are coming from the left. Do you really think that calling people Gestapo and Nazis and Hitler, and referring to our federally funded facilities, congressionally sanctioned facilities, ICE facilities, do you think calling them concentration camps isn't going to trigger some crazed leftist? It already has. It does. And so the Democrats need to stop exploiting the tragedies in order to confiscate our guns. That's all it's about. It's about gun confiscation. It's not about fixing the problem.
Well, and I go back to that little old lady, that retired lady that you were talking about, that's on the list that was given out by Joaquin Castro, and I keep thinking, hand delivering information like that to Antifa, who do you think's going to be knocking on her door about 11:30 some night? It's going to be Antifa, and it ain't going to be pretty.
No, it's not going to be pretty. Someone's going to get hurt, either the little old lady or the little old lady's going to react. And if she lives in Texas, I assume she's armed, and also she's a Trump supporter, so likely armed. It could end up in violence. So what was the point for Joaquin Castro to expose the identities of Trump supporters other than targeted harassment?
How do we? I'm not even sure. Is that legal or illegal? Or I mean, from a legal standpoint, is that breaking the law to do that sort of stuff?
Well, Jason Chaffetz said this morning that he believes it does violate the law, even though that these names, depending on how much they give or maybe whatever they give, is public information. But then to take that information and put it into basically a campaign, which is what Joaquin Castro did, and then publish the list with all of the names and basically say that, and assume that these people gave to Trump based on illegal immigration. Maybe they gave to Trump because they liked the man. Maybe they gave to Trump because they couldn't stand Hillary. Maybe they gave to Trump because they wanted their taxes lowered. Maybe it had nothing to do with the quote-unquote invasion at our border. And yes, people are invading our border. It's okay to say invasion. It's okay to say infestation. It's okay to speak the truth. But when you have the Democrats using the words like Nazi and Hitler and concentration camps, I believe that that is more rhetoric that lends to violence than invasion and infestation.
Let me just ask you, we are moving on to debates or maybe just one debate in Houston in September on either the 12th or the 13th of the month. It might be they may still have 10 or 20, more than 10 wannabes. We have seen some tightening in the polls relative to Joe Biden. Are you even looking at polls this early?
No, not really. You know, it depends on the poll. It depends on how the poll is conducted. It depends on what goes into the poll and, you know, who is polled. So, you know, we've got 24 or 25 candidates.
25
still.
By my last count.
25, right, with Tom Steyer, I think, was the 25th.
Yep.
And so we have Beto O'Rourke, who is polling at 0%. 0% in New Hampshire. Why is he still on the stage? And then we have many other people polling below 2%. The herd definitely needs to be thinned. I think we're going to see some thinning coming. I hope Marianne Williamson, though, sticks it out until the end because she's providing a lot of entertainment.
The entertainment value is very high. Final minute, and take as much time as you need on this. So who do you see in these in this next month? Who do you see dropping out? Do you think it's going to be 3 or 4 or 5? Are we going to end up with 15 candidates that want onto the debate stage or what?
Well, likely. I mean, when you looked at the Republican debates, we had 17 and, you know, then we had 15. So it's going to take a while to whittle it down. But come after Labor Day, I mean, that's really when the campaign season takes off and starts. So they're going to have to get a nominee and whittle that down pretty quickly. I think, you know, the top are going to be Biden and Harris and Warren, Sanders, you know, what you're seeing kind of polling at about above 7%, 10%. Those are going to be the folks that last, I believe, the longest. I mean, Hickenlooper will probably drop out. Delaney will probably drop out. They're not radical socialists.
De Blasio? De Blasio?
Comrade de Blasio, the communist. I love how he calls everybody comrades, just taken right out of the Communist Manifesto.
I love it. Megan, I hate to cut you short, but I want to make sure the next MAGA event, the meetup.
August 22nd,
where?
We just nailed it down. It will likely be at the Stratosphere. We will have more information. I'm meeting with the folks tonight.
I love it.
Folks today.
Megan?
August 22nd at the Stratosphere.
I love it. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week and enjoy your trip to Northern Nevada. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.